It feels good. You know, it's always exciting when you're starting a new program, I think, and you get a chance to hopefully change the culture. And it's really been fun up to this point because I really enjoy our staff. I think we have an excellent coaching staff. The head coach has been fantastic. And, you know, we're just trying to kind of create his vision. And so that's always enjoyable.
Got to work with some good kickers over in San Francisco. Come over here, you got some talent here as well.
No doubt about it. Good players make good coaches. And I've been fortunate to have really good kickers in the past. We've got good kickers and punters here. That's going to help us be better.
What goes into putting a special teams group together when you first arrive with a new team? It seems like there's so many players in the roster. You don't even know who you're going to have until the first week of the season, who your guys are going to be. So how do you go about starting to draw all that together?
Well, I think it always starts with the specialists. You start with your kicker. You start with your punter. You start with your long snapper. Those guys are constants on your team. And, you know, then you build from there. And then you find out what they do best. And then you, what we always say is, you know, you give us the best what you have, and then we'll get the other 10 guys to adjust to you. And then it comes back to figuring out on your roster who's going to be on your football team, who's guys that should make your football team just because they play really good on special teams. And, you know, in a perfect world, it's young guys that learn how to play the game because pro football is much different than college football. And they learn how to play the game, and they go from special teams to eventually being core offense and defensive players.
What's it like working with a guy like Marquette? He's an interesting character, but has a lot of talent.
Marquette is an interesting character. That's a great way to put it. He makes it fun. He makes it really fun every day because you never know what to expect out of Marquette, you know. So he's a young guy that really enjoys his job. He really enjoys kicking. He wants to be good. So that's half the battle. So he comes to work every day, and he comes to work. He wants to get better at his craft, and so it's been enjoyable coaching him. And he's got a lot of raw talent. We just got to make sure we harness that in the right way.
He stood out so far for you in the return game.
In the return game. Well, I think you can go back to guys that have been here. Latavius has done a nice job. He's got some experience back there. T.J. Carey has done a nice job. We were really hopeful for Andre DeBose. Unfortunately, he got injured. So those are guys that stand out right now. You know, we brought in the young guy from LSU that, you know, he's got talent, has been talented here in the past in the NFL. So we're giving him an opportunity too. And then so Amari Cooper is another guy working back there. It depends on, you know, what exactly his role is on this football team, if he's going to do some of that stuff. Because he could, because he's got a lot of talent. So, you know, at this time of the year, you're really just trying to evaluate as many guys as you can.
Do you think the new extra-point rule, is that going to change things a lot, a little? How much?
I think anytime you make a rule that makes it harder, it always, you know, it always favors the guys that have more talent. So I think we have a really talented kicker. So I don't think that rule maybe will be as big a deal to us as it might be to somebody else in the sense that our guy's pretty good at 33-yard kicks, you know. So, but the weather is always going to be an element that could change that. And how the game's going, you know, how the game's going. There's a big difference between 8 points and 7 points, you know, and that can – it's hard to catch up on that other point as you play a football game in pro football. So – you know, that could be a case where somebody's willing to try to go for that. And I think that's always a makeup of what your offense is, too. Do you feel good about your running game? Do you feel like you can get 2 yards? Do you feel better about the point, you know? So I think as we go, we'll find out more about it. But as today, you know, it's just they just made it a little bit harder for the kicker, but I don't know if it's changing the game. Well, we laughed a little bit about that because we don't get that very often around here. And so fortunately, we got to do that. You know, we started out with our returners catching balls off the ground, throwing some balls on the ground because it's slippery and the grass, the ball's going to slide. And so you got to take advantage of those opportunities. And then when you talk to the guys about, okay, we're playing on a little bit softer field, a little slicker field, you got to cut your stride length down. You can't be, you know, maybe running full speed all the time. You got to break down a little sooner. So it's really a good thing for us Because at some point in every season, you're going to play in that kind of weather.
It's been, I don't know the exact date, but it's been quite a while since the Raiders had a kick return for a touchdown, either kickoff or punt. Is that something that you will discuss with them at some point, or have you, that, you know, all right, this is, we're taking care of this pretty soon, we're going to do this?
Well, I don't think we go back into history. History's history, you know, and that whatever happened, happened. But I think every time we go out there, we're planning to score a touchdown. That's got to be your mindset as a special team player and as a returner and those guys that are blocking for him. So, you know, I don't think you ever talk so much about touchdowns. It's just that's what we're working for. You know, that's what we're trying to do every time we go out there. Just a matter of can we execute that.
You talked on Sirius about the rule change. About how it would affect the kicking team, but how much strategy are you going to put into your kick block team now that they can return an extra point, a blocked one or a botched one for safety?
Well, I'd like to think we've always put a lot of strategy into it, you know, but I think it's going to become more like a field goal. It's really field goal rules now. You know, you block a kick, you can get points. And so it's also from the 15. So you've got to go a long ways to run a successful fake. So I think there's going to be more pressure in those situations, and how that's determined is determined by what your team is. Are you a better inside rush team? Are you a better edge rush team? Whatever your players do best, I still think that's what you're going to do.
You've known of and you've played against Sebastian Janikowski. What's your first impression of him when you first met him, and your thoughts about working with him?
Well, I really like Sebastian, and he's been great since I've been here. He's really open. A lot of times you get older guys that are kind of set in their ways, and Sebastian's been really good and open about some of the things that I've seen as watching him recently and down the years. And I've known him from a distance, you know, probably a game that people around here don't like to talk about is that Snow Bowl game in New England. I happen to be on the other side of it. But that day, Sebastian kicked a much harder field goal than Vinatieri did. And nobody says much about it because they didn't win the football game. But the guy is so talented, and he's got such a leg, and he's been good for a long time. So it's exciting to work with a guy like that.
What's it like for Giorgio Tavecchio to come in and kick behind Janikowski, and what have you seen out of him so far?
Giorgio's been really good. We were talking about him yesterday in our staff meeting, and I really believe this guy's an NFL kicker. He just happens to be on another team with an NFL kicker. So, you know, we're going to give him every opportunity to show that in the preseason. And, you know, it's nice to have two guys that are quality players like that. And that's what Giorgio is. And he's been a real pro. He's worked hard. And he kicked yesterday. He did almost all the field goal kicking. And he was outstanding.
And is he taking advantage of being able to work with Sebastian?
Yeah, I think it's like anything else. You know, one man makes another man better. And so, you know, it's like anything. You go out on the golf course, guy hits a 300-yard drive, you want to hit a 300-yard drive. So that's what it is. You know, it's guys are out there comparing each other, their abilities.
You talked about Cooper being in the mix. Wouldn't it take a lot for the number 4 overall pick to become a kick returner? I mean, you got the top.
Well, again, you're talking to the wrong guy, okay? That's above my pay grade. So you'd have to ask the head coach on that. But what we always do and always have done is, hey, here's what the guy can do for us. Then you got to weigh what that does for you. You know, is he that kind of player that can change a game in that aspect for you? You know, what we're trying to do every Saturday is, or every Sunday is, what are we can do to win the game? And if the guy is fantastically talented at one thing that he can help you win the football game, you got to look at it. You know, and then it's you got to be smart as well. Yeah, we'd like to have that role filled by our punter.
Okay.
You know, our punter should be the guy because he has the best advantage to get to work with the kicker all practice.
Right.
You know, it's hard for those guys that if you're taking a quarterback or even a wide receiver or somebody at a different position, you just don't get as much repetitions in practice. So you always hope your punter can be the guy.